The CDC sending an urgent request to its staff members for help screening Americans returning to the U.S. from Central Africa for any potential signs of Ebola. The internal email obtained by ABC News and sent by acting CDC Director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya asking for volunteers to bolster efforts at airports to check passengers for symptoms like fever. Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas, now one of just three entry points, along with Virginia's Washington Dulles and Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta, for U.S. citizens who have been in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Uganda, or South Sudan in the last 3 weeks. Non-Americans are currently banned from entering the country if they've recently traveled to those areas. Ebola is suspected to have killed more than 200 people. And international aid groups say this outbreak could become the deadliest on record. A dire scene in the eastern Congo, a baby born to a mother infected with Ebola, dying from the disease. Health officials warning the outbreak is spreading faster than responders can contain it. One American aid worker in the region telling us doctors are already stretched thin.
Right now we're working 14, 16 hour days, 6-7 days a week. We're trying to rotate to get breaks.
At least 10 African nations bordering the Democratic Republic of the Congo now at an elevated transmission risk.
And David, the request for CDC volunteers to help with airport Ebola screenings comes as millions of soccer fans are expected to travel to the U.S. in less than 3 weeks for the World Cup. But the CDC insists that the risk of spreading Ebola here in the U.S. remains low.